Good morning. This is Moses Felsfus, and my phone number, if you'd like to call me, is 717-656-9576. And I would also like to invite you this morning to a Saturday morning Bible study. We do a Saturday morning Bible study each Saturday at 7:30 Eastern Time, and it's a live Bible study. You can interact. You can ask questions at the end and so forth. And that phone number is 218-862-1300. That's 218-862-1300. The code number for that is 525-819. Please join us at 7:25 each Saturday morning. We would look forward to hearing you for, on the Saturday morning Bible study. Okay, well, yesterday we looked at the at Abraham in the Old Testament. We looked in Genesis there, and we saw that Abraham was very faithful in, first of all, in the calling that God gave him. When God said, "Go thee out from thy country, out from thy kindred, and from thy father's house," Abraham moved. Abraham, he got up and he went to a land that he did not know where he was going, but he obeyed God and he followed God. He walked with God. And so that's what we need to do today. When God says, "Come out from among them," that's what he means. And he means to... it means that we need to walk with God, and we need to serve God, and we need to be willing to go wherever God calls us to go, without reservation. And we see there in the, in one place it says that when they were asked to follow, they said, "Well, let me first go bury my father. Let me first go take care of this and do that," and so forth. You know, Jesus, when Jesus calls us to follow him, he does not want us to make excuses. And we see here where Abraham, he was willing to get up and go when he was called. He was willing to forsake everything to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what each one of us needs to do. We need to be willing to forsake everything and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians, it says, Galatians 3:6, "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted for him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed." Excuse me. And we see here that Abraham was a man of faith, and that all nations were to be blessed through Abraham, through the seed of Abraham, and that would be Jesus Christ. "So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." So there we see that if we are under the law, we are cursed. We cannot, it's impossible for us, or it was impossible for anyone, to walk in the full obedience to the law. The law was given as a schoolmaster for us, to draw us to Christ. Christ, who brought salvation through his precious blood that was shed at the cross. And if we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can be forgiven. Our sins can be forgiven. And we are not under the law, we are under grace. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Now Christ hath redeemed us, verse 13 of Galatians 3. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. How do we receive that promise? We receive it through the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, unto thy seed, which is Christ. When the promises were made to Abraham, it says, the promise, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made, which was Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after Abraham, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions. Did he ever consider from the time that God called Abraham until the law was given there at Mount Sinai? How did the people walk? How did they know how to walk? How did they know what's right and what is wrong? Well, it says that the law was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Now, let's just go back again there and consider a little bit there from the time that the promise was given to Abraham and he was called out of the land of the Chaldeans and then all that time, I think it was 450 years until the law was given there on Mount Sinai. I'd like for you to consider, I don't think I'm going to go into that, but I'd just like for you to meditate on that, and maybe you can make a Bible study of your own, and just consider, how did people walk, how did people know how to walk during that time? How did Jacob and Esau, how did the 12 patriarchs, what kept them, how about Joseph, what kept them in line? Just consider that and make a Bible study of it and see what you can find. Maybe you can even give me a call and let me know what you found. But that's not what this is all about, I don't think. I think I'm almost out of time here this morning. So, let's see. Now unto Abraham and his seed, where the promise is made, he saith not unto seeds. but he's talking about Jesus Christ there. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. You see, the law came to show the people how to walk and what the God's will is. And but it could not make the promise of none effect. The promise still stood. The promise, even throughout the law, the promise was there that God is going to send the Messiah, that God is going to send a Savior. That promise stood from the beginning of time when they're back in Genesis where Adam fell into sin, and God gave that promise that he will send a Savior. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. Listen to that. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. If there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness would have been by the law. But the scripture has concluded, all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. Which that faith, of course, was revealed in Jesus Christ then, when Jesus Christ came and he fulfilled the law. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster. There it is. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. Remember, the schoolmaster, it says, was to bring us to Christ. And now that faith has come, we are no longer under that schoolmaster or under the law. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Okay, well... I think that's the conclusion for the day, and tomorrow we'll hope to see you again, talk to you again. God bless you, and may God's grace be upon you today.